Shabbos Nachmu, Parshas Ve'eschanan. There's a certain, certainly the theme of Emunah B'Hashem permeates this week's parasha. I'd just like to say that the entire day I've been trying to prepare the shmuz. I've been trying to say the shmuz. And obviously when it's not during the yeshiva's man, and I don't have to give it at 10:15 in the morning, so I can give it whenever I want. But now I understand why I didn't give the shmuz yet, because I have two guests coming for Shabbos, and I really had no place for them to sleep for Shabbos. And I've contacted about 10 people about sleeping place for the Shabbos, and I was unsuccessful every single time. And then my last chance, I called a guy in America, and he said his apartment's not available. And another guy, I emailed him, and he said his apartment's available, but there's no way to get in. There are no keys. So my wife just told me, why don't you ask the next-door neighbor? Now, my next-door neighbor is an amazing person. He's great. His name is Simon Tov. And in the 15 years of living in this building, I've never once used his apartment for sleeping. So I knocked on the door, and sure enough, they're leaving soon, and they go away for Shabbos, and I can use their room. So now I understand why I didn't say the shmuz yet, because I really had another personal story of Emunah B'Hashem. And if you keep your eyes and ears open throughout life, you'll always notice that Hashem is with you and Hashem is running the world. I recently heard in the name of Shai Cohn that the Radak says that so many things are clear when they work out, and even many things that seem to be troubling our Emunah, there's so much in the minority that the fact that most of the time we find an explanation, and most of the time things make sense, most of the time we see the hand of Hashem, it reveals to us, it shows us that anytime we don't understand, that's also for the best, that's also right. Just to highlight the psukim in this week's parasha that deal with Emunah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We also, right, of course, the Aseret Dibros. We also have Atah Reisul Adas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Ol Mavado. There's nobody else but Hashem. A few psukim later, Vayedata Hayom Bahashivosa El Vavecha Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Bashmai Mimal Vaaretz Mitachas Ein Od. When certainly it's no accident, the parasha of Eschanan comes at the heels of Tisha B'Av and the heels of Parashas Devarim. So just to highlight a few nekudos. Number one, that when we say in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I heard this past week on the Chavetz Chaim Tisha B'Av program from Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro, that what's it talking about? One of the explanations is Shema Yisrael. Here Yisrael, which is referring to Yaakov Avinu, and this is what he says when he meets up with Yosef after 22 years, Hashem Elokeinu, which means Hashem is, we know, Midas Harachmim, and Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. So what does he say? What's the conclusion? He wasn't sure if these 22 years of missing Yosef was Din or Rachmim, and then what does the pasuk conclude? Hashem Echad, and Hashem Echad means Midas Harachmim, that ultimately it's all from Rachmim. We also find, so in the Be'er HaParsha from Malach Biderman, he quotes the name of Moshe Leib Misasov, Eschanan El Hashem. What is Eschanan El Hashem? So the Pashup Pshat is, I implore Hashem. And Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for a Matnas Chinam. There's different explanations, because a humble person doesn't feel like his mitzvos are enough to garner him a bracha from Hashem. Or he doesn't want to waste his schusim in Olam Haba. So whenever a person davens to Hashem for something, it should be davening for a Matnas Chinam. That's what Eschanan El Hashem. So Moshe Leib of Sasov says, "Chinasi al Hashem sheyeh bitchoni bo chazak ma'od." My trust in Hashem should be very, very strong. That I should not be worried about anything. That this is what Emunah is, to trust in Hashem. That's what Bitachon is. Bitachon doesn't mean everything's going to be great, but everything's going to be right. That Hashem is going to orchestrate and organize and arrange everything the way it's supposed to be. As the pasuk also says, "Vayadata hayom." What does it mean, "Vayadata hayom"? Right. So it's brought down in the name of the Yisod Hamunah, which was told to one of the Talmidim of the Chozal Milublin, that he says, Vayatata Hayom, what does it mean Vayatata Hayom? You need to know about today. If everything, right, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Vayatata Hayom, Vahashivos Elavavecha. If everything is good okay, today, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Vahashivos Elavavecha, Ki Hashem, Hu HaElokim. Everything comes from Hashem, you don't have to worry. As the Mechilta in Parashas B'Shalach says, Umi Shibara Yomo, Bara Parnos also. The one who created day, he created parnasa, and HaKadosh Baruch will take care of you. The Gemara in Sota tells us, Rabbi Lazar Gadol Omar, Kol mi sheyeshel pas b'salov, Omar ma'ochel l'mochar, anybody who has bread in his basket, and he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eina Elamik Tare Emuna. And this is a Gemara in Sota, I said, Mem Tesman Beis, and this is talking about that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Pasku Emuna. Pasku Anshe Emuna, as we saw, as this idea that anybody who has bread, if you have money in your pocket today, if you have what you need today, don't worry about tomorrow. Kodesh Baruch will take care of you. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us the following. Koshin Mizonasem, Mizonasa Shal Adam, Kiflaim Kiyoleda. Right? It says that providing a livelihood for a man is two times harder than childbirth. And the Gemara quotes two psukim, v'eitzev taldi banim, with hardships you will be our children, v'eitzvon tochalna, and with also a certain level of hardship you'll be able to provide food and sustenance for yourself. So Tzadok says that v'eitzvon from eitzev is actually supposed to be a step down, meaning the pain of childbirth is eitzev, and the difficulty of parnasha should be itzavon. Now, the vov nun at the end, itzavon, should be a lesser darga of eitzev, right? For example, Shabbos, Shabboson, right? The vov nun at the end is sort of supposed to be a step down. So how come we say the opposite? It should be eitzev, the difficulty of childbirth should be the hardest thing, and itzavon, the difficulty of parnasa should be less than that. So how come it's worse? So says of Tzadok of Lublin, because the reality is, it shouldn't be that hard. Meaning, the reality is a person makes it harder for themselves, which is obviously very hard to grapple with. That he's saying that, in reality, itzavon means that what parnasa should be easier than childbirth. It shouldn't be that hard at all. But the problem is a person thinks he has to work extra hard to make parnasa, and therefore it becomes itzavon, and then it becomes doubly as hard. Another yisod from Tzadok, that the more that a person is mishtadel, that a person doesn't necessarily need to be mishtadel so much, rather he can rely completely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rav Malach Biederman quotes the famous mashal about a king whose daughter is sick, and they ask around from all the wise doctors how to heal her, and they said that if you could find clothing of a person who doesn't worry, so then she'll be cured. And they go, of course, to the richest man. And the rich man says, hey, I have tons of worries. I can't give you my clothing because I'm always worrying. Why? What are you worrying about? I'm worried that my ship with all my merchandise will sink, and I'm worried about there'll be a fire, and I'm worried about the thieves. So they say, okay, let's go to somebody who's a little bit less wealthy. Maybe he doesn't worry. And sure enough, anybody they go to has worries. But when they go to the poor man who's sitting in his one pair of clothes at his rickety table in his rickety home with his children around the table, they say, do you worry? He says, worry? Worry about what? I have nothing to worry about. Baruch Hashem, I have everything I need. And they say, no, can we have your clothing? We need to give it to the princess so she can survive, so she can be healed. And he says, I'm sorry, I don't have another pair of clothing, and I can't give it to you. But the mashal is obviously very clear that a person who lives with trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without daiga, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's happy with what he has, that is a person who lives without worry. And this is such an important lesson in life. A person has to realize, a person has to do hishtadlus. We're obligated because of b'zeh sapecha tochalechem. But a person has to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, that he will provide, and there is not, a person should not be worried. He should be boteach b'Hashem. I'm not saying a person should be irresponsible, but a person has to internalize the yisodos of emuna, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the show. Ain od milvado. There's nobody but Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ve'edat ha'yom ha'shivosei el v'vecho. It's not enough to know it. It has to be ha'shivosei el v'vecho. You have to feel it. In this week's parasha also, the Baal HaTurim says ve'eschanan is the gematria of Shira, which is so interesting. It's Moshe Rabbeinu is begging Hashem to please help, and that's the gematria of Shira. The yisod is, it's brought down from the Majid, from Shaul Yudidya of Majids, right? Which is a Pella. He says the following. And he explains the yisod that a person who davens from Tefillah, a person who davens with a certain level of confidence in the answers that a Kaddish Baruch will answer him, the reason why it's called Shira is because that's the way to daven. The way to daven is to have a certain level of bitachon and feeling of confidence that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, and he will answer our tefillos. The Shlo writes the following in Parshas Balak. Duh, ki ein ra yorid milumalo lu'uma ha'yisraelis, ki bonim heim la'Hashem. Nothing bad happens to the Jews, because we're Hashem's special children. Va'af shechara af Hashem behem b'churban ha'mikdashos, v'golos Yisrael b'na umos, even though there's destruction, Hakol hu tovasam. Kasher yasir ish bno, like a father who afflicts his son, it's only there to help him. And he darshins the pasuk. It says, Nu'um hagever. What does it mean, Nu'um hagever? Pirush. Beis asher mazolo shel adam goyver latoiv. When a person's mazel is good. But hum atzliyah b'chol derochov. And he's very successful in all of his ways. Eino zocher ki Hashem hu ameitilo. The problem is he forgets that Hashem who's bestowing upon him all the goodness. But who shesomayin? What does it mean? Shesnistemu einov miluro shekol atova v'habrochem eis Hashem haisuzos. He forgets. His eyes become closed. That all of his blessing comes from Hashem. V'rak shenofel only when he falls. Based in the philosophy oz v'golu einayim. Then he remembers the manik. Then he remembers the manik of the bira. Then he remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's right. As it says in the pasuk, "Zechar tes Hashem Elokecha, ki hu anosein lecha koyach la'asos chayo." Do not forget, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we need to remember. I'd like to close with the following idea. Yonason Eibeshit says the following. He says, "Kishe Yisrael korim kriyat shema b'kavana." When the Jewish people say kriyat shema with proper kavana, Esav nas lekash. Then Esav becomes like hay. What's the pshat? And Rav Melech Biderman explains the following. He says like this. What's the connection? What does that mean? That when we go ahead and say Kriya Shema, when we recognize Hashem's oneness, Hashem's Hashkach in the world, then Esav falls away. And the explanation, I believe, is that everything is developed, everything comes from our Emunah B'Hashem. The more we boteach B'Hashem, the more we're sort of untouchable to the nations of the world, and therefore that suppresses the power of Esav. Now, the Rav Melech Biderman, I believe this is coming from him. He says that it's interesting when it comes to Shemona Esrei, we have a chiyuv to say it belachash. Why? Because tefillah is, as the Mishnah Avos says, rachmim v'tachnunim. When you're coming to beg Hashem for help, when you're coming to daven, you do it quietly. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, why do we have to scream out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Because it's like, says Rav Melech Biderman, I'm not sure who he's quoting, but he's saying that it's as if our emunah is being shaken. We go through life, we go through this world, this olam hazeh, and we feel like it's all happenstance, it's all mikre, it's all coincidental. Nothing. There's no manhig of the bira, there's no Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, we have to say, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Echad, He's running the show. And that's why when it comes to davening, Shemona Esrei, it has to be silent. That's a bakosha, that's tachnunim, that's rachamim. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, we have to shake ourselves up. And vi mekabel o malchus shamayim. The Briska Rav was once approached by somebody. He says, Briska Rav, how come you say every word in Kriya Shema so carefully? If that's what I'm supposed to be doing, then I'll do that. But I don't know, is that really the halacha? So the Briska Rav asked him, do you have any money in your pocket? And he said, yes. He said, do you walk around the street holding it tightly and being careful, being nervous about it? He said, no. He said, but how much money do you have? He said, I have a little bit of money. He said, but if you had $1 million in your pocket, how would you walk the street? Now, anybody who's held a few thousand dollars cash in his pocket, right? I remember once flying on an airplane with a few thousand dollars in cash. The whole time I was touching it to make sure. It's a big achrayas. There's no insurance on cash, right? So says the Briska Rav, I look at Kriya Shema, my Kabbalah Somal Chushamayim, to really internalize my Emunah and my feeling of Emunah B'Hashem, of Eino Milvado, which of course we know that Briska Rav was able to survive the Holocaust with those words. And the idea of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that I look at as millions. That's worth millions to me. Therefore, I have no choice but to say Kriya Shema precisely with Kavana, Mila B'Mila. Because I need that. That's my life. I look upon that. That's as valuable to me as $1 million. And just in closing, that Yisod, we have to really try as best as we can to internalize Yisodos of Emunah. We understand we went through Tisha B'Av, we went through the 9 days, we went through the 3 weeks. We're in Shabbos Nachmu. The only way we'll have Nechama, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomar, Lokechem, is if we feel, we really internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and He's running the show, who's Hoya, Hova, V'yeh, He's Bala Kol Chos Gedolos Mashkiach Al Kol Kulo. He's our Father in Shemaim, and He only wants the best for us. And the more we mispalel, and the more we internalize these Yisodos of Emunah, we'll be zeicha to see the Geula Shleima of Mehir Menu. Have a good Shabbos.